Imagine a moment where skepticism meets the extraordinary. Today we'll uncover the heartfelt story of how a man who once doubted Padre Pio experienced a profound change. Join us as we explore his journey from disbelief to faith through unexpected miracles and personal revelations. Stay with us for a story that truly touches the soul.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within his pages, Allegri shares a fascinating account that reveals the profound transformation of a man who initially sought to discredit Padre Pio, but ended up being one of his most ardent supporters. Listen to this. Back in the early 1930s, during the time when accusations were rampant against Padre Pio, a new book titled Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, The Herald of the Lord by Alberto Del Fante was published, causing quite a stir. You see, at the time, Del Fante was a well-known Mason and atheist who had previously attacked Padre Pio, labeling him as a deceiver and a cunning man capable of fooling gullible people. He repeatedly slandered Padre Pio in the articles he wrote for the Italian newspaper Italia Laica. However, something extraordinary happened that changed his life forever. Del Fante's perspective began to change when his nephew, Enrico, to whom he was very attached, fell seriously ill with kidney abscesses and symptoms of bone and pulmonary tuberculosis. The child's life was in danger. Two of Del Fante's relatives, desperate for help, visited Padre Pio and asked for his intercession. Upon returning home, they said that Padre Pio had assured them to remain calm, saying everything would turn out well. As you can imagine, Del Fante was skeptical. He promised that if the child was cured, he would personally go and thank Padre Pio. Well, shortly after, the child was suddenly and unexpectedly healed. True to his word, he went to meet Padre Pio and recorded all his impressions. Deceiver or saint, he asked himself from the moment he arrived. His initial impression was that he was dealing with a priest like any other. Del Fante wrote, "I confessed without faith, without enthusiasm, as if I were standing before a priest like any other. However, one thing impressed me. That man knew my sins." He then shares his experience. "He told me that I belonged to an association that recognizes God but does not accept his ministers. Perhaps my way of failing made him understand that I was a Freemason. We discussed at length about philosophy, which replaces faith with conscience. We reviewed St. Augustine, Spinoza, Descartes, Stuart Mill, Spencer, and other modern philosophers. In the end, I said to him, 'Father, I have always tried to guide my actions towards good. And if sometimes the animal triumphs over the man, my conscience soon warned me, do this, do not do that. I never had faith, but this did not prevent me from being honest.'" "Honest?" questioned the father. "Honest? Do you remember this and that?" And he began to reveal details that he could not have possibly known. But the surprises didn't end there. Before leaving San Giovanni Rotondo, Del Fante asked for prayers for his wife, who was about to have another child. "Certainly, certainly," replied Padre Pio. "God said, be fruitful and multiply." And then he asked, "But will your wife have milk for the little one who is about to be born?" Del Fonte was left speechless by this question. This was precisely what he intended to ask Padre Pio. Padre Pio continued, "She will have milk indeed. It is right for a mother to breastfeed her baby, especially since for the last two, you had to hire a wet nurse." After saying these words, Padre Pio walked to the door of the sacristy, leaving Del Fonte dumbfounded. How was it possible for him to know these details, he wondered. This encounter marked the beginning of Del Fonte's internal transformation. Despite his initial resistance, Del Fonte began to visit Padre Pio regularly. He documented his gradual conversion, writing about the intense internal battle he faced. "I fought, I cried with rage." Ultimately, Del Fonte's sincerity led him to fully embrace the faith. This is how he described his conversion. "I was a Freemason, an atheist. I didn't believe in anything. Padre Pio gave me a new life from every point of view. Today I pray. I go to church on Sundays. I am happy to see my children make the sign of the cross before meals to thank God for the bread he provides us. Now I receive the sacraments and rejoice while I await communion. He who has the courage to embrace faith understands my happiness. God grants everything to those who love him." Del Fonte's conversion story echoes that of St. Paul, who was also sincere in his error before his conversion on the road to Damascus. Both men, though initially opposed to the faith, experienced profound transformations due to their encounters with holiness. Del Fonte's conversion led him to become the official chronicler of San Giovanni Rotondo. In his book, From Doubt to Faith, Del Fonte collected testimonies from 47 people who had experienced Padre Pio's blessings, supporting his accounts with medical certificates. His work paved the way for many more conversions. Del Fonte's life story highlights the incredible impact Padre Pio had on those who encountered him, turning doubt into faith and hostility into devotion, something only a true saint could achieve. End of story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. Please take time to listen to our director Philip Moran's special appeal. If you're able to give a one-off donation, your intentions will be included in the Padre Pio Holy Mass celebrated on 23rd September, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. And your intentions will also be taken to San Giovanni Rotondo on that day. Mr. Moran is also offering a surprise gift. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.